Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, episode number 46, Bob Mundy Interview, Part 2. This episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, as they all are, is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Whether you're looking for a Mayberry t-shirt, something Mayberry for your car, decorative building, fronts, pretty much anything you're looking for Mayberry-related, drop by WeaversDepartmentStore.com and pick it up. They'll appreciate it. All right, folks. Hey, this is your host, Alan Newsom. I got to remember to say that so you guys will know who it is that's talking to you. Hey, it's good to have you back with us. And we got our part two of our interview with Bob Mundy, the Briscoe Darlin impersonator who travels around with a bunch of the Mayberry tribute artists, I guess we are. Just to answer a question from some of the folks that asked us, we don't actually travel around together. We tend to end up in the same places. David Browning is really the only one of us that's a professional at doing the tribute artist work. The rest of us do it for fun, and you know we enjoy it. So the way we get gathered together is just when there's a promoter or somebody putting on an event, and they contact us each individually. So that's how that happens. So just to answer that question. Anyway, last week we met Bob Mundy. He told us a little bit about himself, and we've got part two of his interview tonight, and I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it. Bob's a great guy. His haircut may be city style, but his heart was shaped like a bowl. So let's don't tarry any longer, and let's head on in and talk with Bob Mundy. Yeah, so what'd you think of the people at Mayberry Days? Because, you know, that's one of the things that I have a hard time explaining to people what Mayberry Days is about. But, you know, just the people that you visit with and stuff like that, just tell a little bit about what your experiences have been with that.
My experiences at Mayberry Days have always been like, it's sort of like a real family. Because a lot of the people are the same year after year. And people are just so nice, like Gober said about Mary Grace. They're nice, real nice.
Yeah, the thing I've seen in Mayberry Days and in other Mayberry events, the kind of people it attracts tend to be just very down home, very friendly, the kind of folks you want to get to know. And I think I'm assuming that's the kind of the same thing you're saying.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Like I said, it's just more like a big family. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them are the same. They come about every year, and they come up and shake your hand and hug, you know, and mm-hmm. things I'm not really used to, but I'm getting used to it.
Have you ever had any experiences as a tribute artist when people come up to you that are unusual experiences? Because, I mean, I know I've had them at doing Floyd where people think I am Floyd, and you never know exactly how to behave because you don't want to let them think that you're really that person. But, yeah, sometimes it's awkward in the way you deal with it. Have you ever had any situations that are kind of awkward?
Quite a few times, especially when I started doing this. People would come up and say, well, how does it feel to have been in a show that was that good that long ago? But it kind of worried me that they would think that I was that old. So I just straightened them up and realized that was not me. That was, but anymore, it doesn't bother me. I think it's a compliment.
It's not you. It's not just you. They think that about all of us. They say, well, you look so much older on TV. Yeah, I mean, they do that to everybody. So it's definitely not you in particular. But I think a lot of people, they see those characters on television every night, and that's how old they were. And that was 50 years ago almost. So they don't think about the 50 years difference in time. And so they tend to think that we are those characters sometimes. So, yeah, I've had the same experiences. And especially you have older people or perhaps people that are disabled in some way that think you really are the person. And over time, I've learned to deal with it, but it's still very uncomfortable because now I just thank them for thinking that I was the character and just continue and give them a card and let them go.
Like I said, to me now is a compliment that I look that much like the original great actor, like Denver Pyle. A lot of people don't even know the name. They come up, "Hi, Roscoe, Driscoll, Briscoe." I show them the picture and straighten them out on the name.
That happens to me all the time. They think I'm Howard instead of Floyd. And that happens a lot. So I understand that completely. I didn't ask you before, where are you from and everything? Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
So almost most of these events are held down in the southeast part of the country. So you get to drive a lot, don't you?
Yeah, quite a bit. I used to enjoy traveling, used to enjoy driving in my younger days, but I'm old now. It takes me a while to recover from one of these trips, but it's still fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a great fun, and I know you really enjoy it. Now, you know, your voice, if everybody ever meets Bob or Briscoe here in person, he's got his voice is hard to hear. So go ahead and explain to it. That way they'll know what it is.
Well, I forget what the doctor calls it, but just what it means is my vocal cords don't work right. They don't come together. When you talk, your vocal cords come together smooth, and mine don't. They flop around. And if anybody out there has any information about phonic dysphonia,
that means floppy vocal cords.
That's floppy vocal cords. Get hold of me at Briscoe of Mayberry at yahoo.com. I would appreciate it. I might even give you a doctor's consultation fee if you can get me straightened out.
Because that's the only problem. Bob looks exactly like Briscoe, and I know he gets frustrated because he can't talk loud. And so a lot of times when he's trying to talk to people, they can't hear you, I'm assuming, right? And but as long as he's on stage with us and stuff like that, he's got mics, and you can hear him just fine. So I've always kind of kidded, if he was just one of the other boys instead of Briscoe, he wouldn't have to say anything, and he would just stand there. So
I can do that, just stand there. But instead, people want me, bread, meat, taters. That's, you know, kind of, it doesn't hurt exactly, but it kind of gets scratchy and raspy, and yeah.
Well, I know we enjoy having you with us, and Bob's, we've been very lucky with the tribute artist that, for the most part, all the tribute artists just fit together like a family, and we work real well together, and Bob's been a great addition, I'm telling you that, to the crew, and it seems like it's been longer than 5 or 6 years that you've been working with us, but we enjoy having you with us, and I hope you continue to enjoy being a part of the shows.
I enjoy this. Like I said, it's sort of an honor to be associated with the show and with you guys, with all of you.
Yeah, we have a great time, and you know, we have David Browning, our Mayberry deputy, that's our Barney, and we all kind of follow his lead, and Barney's the main character, and then all the rest of us are the stooges that run around behind him and make him look even better than he already can without us. So,
well, actually, the chain of command is David, and then you, and Ken Jukin as Otis Campbell. He's right up at the top too. But the three of you really make this program work.
So we're like the three stooges, and then all the rest of you are the extras. Is that what you are?
Extra stooges.
Oh, no. But David, everything we've learned from David, all of us. So we really appreciate him. And again, you know, we really appreciate you. You fit in so great with us, and we've really appreciated all the stuff you've done. Briscoe, by the way, if you get a chance, lots of times he can get all kinds of sounds out of that that jug he carries around with him. So get him
guitar, fiddle, whatever you want, mandolin. Hey, just ask me. I'll show you.
Yeah, he can get all kinds of sounds out of that. Matter of fact, I think we're staying at a hotel tonight. I think there'll be a lot of music coming out of his room. Didn't I see you bringing a rope in to drop out the window?
Yeah, I brought the rope, but hey, don't be.
I'm not supposed to tell that. All right, well, Bob, we really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to tell everybody? Anything that we left out?
Only that if you get a chance, take in one of these events somewhere, whether it's Mayberry Days or Tuscaloosa, the charity, or whatever it is. come to one of these events if you get a chance. It's great. You'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you will, because there are great events. It's hard to explain them to folks. But if you'll just come to one and see it, I believe you'll really enjoy it. So, all right, well, we want to thank Bob for being with us, and I hope you enjoyed the interview. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Well, there you have it, Bob Mundy. It's Monday, not day, Monday. I keep saying Monday, but it's Bob Mundy. And we really appreciate Bob taking the time to talk with us. We've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit better. And can't thank him enough. So I want to thank all the tribute artists that have taken time to speak with me. I've got at least one more with a tribute artist that I haven't played for you guys yet, but we'll get there. I'm just trying to get everybody a chance to talk, and we've got cast member interviews and things like that that I'd like to slip in from time to time. Don't want to use all those up until I have to, because they're hard to come by. But we're going to be trying to get a few more of those. I've got some other great interviews that I'm hoping to arrange. I've talked with Joey Fan, who did the Mayberry Bible Study. We're going to try to talk to him about how he got that started. And we got Professor Brower, Neil Brower. He's gonna join us and talk with us just about whatever Neil wants to talk about, hopefully. So I've got to get with those guys, but I really appreciate them already agreeing to be on the show. So, folks, we got a lot of cool stuff yet to come up. We got 6 more weeks before we'll have been at a whole year of doing this. This is episode 46, so 52 would be our one-year anniversary. So, hey, it's coming right up. So I want to thank all of you that have been listening, all 3 or 4 of you that are left. I don't know how many there are. But I do want to thank you and just ask that you drop by our website and leave us a comment. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can leave notes at the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast. And don't forget, if you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/2chairs, and that'll take you to our fan page. So you can become a fan of the podcast there and leave comments and photos, whatever you want to do there to communicate. We definitely enjoy, I should say I definitely enjoy getting to hear from you guys. So feel free to do that. So I guess that's all I got for you tonight. So we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry Podcast.